We're looking at mutual funds with certified financial planner D. Lee on Money Matters here on WBZ. Today, we're looking at benchmarks. Tell us about the importance of benchmarks, understanding the performance of what you invest in.
That's right. It's a standard used for comparison. And when investing, you need to be able to compare your results with a standard in order to evaluate your portfolio. Most mutual funds are up this year, so people say, why bother? You still need to see how your fund did compared to its peers. If you own an international fund, you should be comparing it to other international funds and not the Standard & Poor's 500 index, which is comprised mostly of U.S. stocks. Mm-hmm. So now you need to be able to find a list of the benchmarks somewhere so you can compare. Our local newspapers have some information, but my preference is the Wall Street Journal. Turn to the Money and Investing section and check the market's lineup. Here you can find the Dow Jones Industrial Average along with the S&P 500, the Russell 2000, the Wilshire 5000, the NASDAQ, and you can also find international stock indexes. I like the paper edition with my cup of tea in the morning.
Yeah, you traditionalist.
I am, but you know, if I want instant information, I go to their website. Use their market data center. Here everything is on one page, and if it's not listed, the link is there. You can link to it from our website here at WBZ.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Check out the page and find a box entitled Mutual Funds. Further down, look for the Lipper indexes. Here you'll find a list of 21 of the Lipper indexes through the previous market trading day with year-to-date percentages. Those indexes will give you an idea whether your mutual fund is doing well against its peers or not. And this is important because if it's not, you may want to literally get rid of it.
Sure, and move it to something else.
Move it to something
else. You need some basis for comparison, and that provides it.
Yes. Now, if it's not within a couple of points of the index, you know, I would recommend you keep an eye on it and then possibly dump it, move on to selling it. And this is a good reason to sell. If your mutual fund isn't doing as well as its peers, and it, again, the Wall Street Journal is a wonderful resource, and it has index categories, large cap growth, value, multi-cap. Mm-hmm. Mid-cap growth, mid-cap value, small-cap value, international balance, equity. It's got everything there. So you can't tell me you can't find those results.
Make make it your friend.
You can get it online. It's very simple to do.
Okay, Dee. Thank you very much. And remember those benchmarks so you know what you're investing in and how it's performing. Check the website, WBZ.com. More tomorrow here on WBZ News Radio 1030.